please welcome Mark Pelley, Principal Program Manager Lead, Windows and the Device Group, who will discuss driver fighting end-to-end.
Good afternoon, everyone. All right. You are part of Windows. The part of Windows I'm talking about is the core operating system. One of the primary responsibilities of this of the operating system is to abstract hardware that you build. We do this by providing a Windows device driver interface. You use this interface to write your kernel mode drivers. You may also have a user mode driver. You might have services. You could have a hardware support app in the store. You might have a Windows desktop app. The point is that the system quality is equal to the quality of the OS plus the quality of all the drivers in the system. At the same time, the Windows pace of innovation is increasing. We have feature updates 2 times a year. For example, the Creators update that we had earlier this year, and the Fall Creators update later this year. In addition to that, we have smaller quality updates that occur on a monthly cadence. These updates have small bug fixes, they have security updates. The point is that any one of these updates are likely to change the Windows Core OS. So as the OS changes, your drivers continue to use the same Windows DDI that they were originally tested with. Even so, these changes may reveal bugs in drivers that were not previously exposed. This could happen despite formal testing. So the question is, how can we reduce your costs of keeping drivers on Windows 10 systems healthy and current? Traditional methods of validating drivers multiple times per year is expensive. We believe flighting is part of that answer. So with that in mind, I want to provide my 2 axioms for a healthy driver. First, there's no substitute for a well-written driver. We have a variety of tools for you to use, and if you haven't checked them out lately, I would encourage all of you to do so. Use code analysis. This is built into Visual Studio and takes as much time as it takes to build your project. Use static driver verifier. Run with the driver verifier enabled on your system. And finally, validate with the HLK. Again, if you haven't used these tools in a while, check them out. Second, there's no substitute for real-world validation. Real-world validation provides greater diversity of scenarios and hardware. Further, it connects issues to customer impact. It's very difficult to create a lab in your facilities with millions of machines. So we can use flighting for that purpose. So, welcome to Driver Flighting End-to-End. My name is Mark Paley, and I'm a lead program manager for the Driver Servicing and Quality team. Our team is responsible for, among other things, automatically distributing your drivers so they safely land on customer systems. By the end of this talk, you'll understand how to publish your driver on DevCenter such that it's automatically distributed to your customers, how the driver is validated through flighting, and how you can participate. This is a fairly recent picture of me in Redmond, Washington. There's a little mountain called Little Si. When I'm not working on driver quality, I enjoy being outside in the sun as long as I'm wearing a hat. I want to thank all of you for being here today and spending your precious time with all of us. It's a real honor to be here. Okay, before we get too far, I want to cover a few terms that I'll be using. The first one is Windows Insiders. These are fans of the Windows 10 OS who want to experience the latest offerings from Microsoft in order to guide and shape future releases of the operating system. Second is Ring. A ring defines a customer experience that guides how drivers are flighted to Windows. Next, flighting. I've been using that term a lot. This is the automatic distribution, monitoring, and evaluation of a driver to a set of customers in defined rings. And finally, shipping label. This is the concept in DevCenter used to define the destination of a driver and the method of delivery. I'd like to invite all of you to become insiders if you haven't done so already. It's very easy to do. Step one, go to insider.windows.com and sign up. Step two is for every system that you want to participate, you go to the Windows 10 settings and you configure your system to be in one of the rings. So you can see over here on the right, you're in the settings page. You click on the Windows Insider program. You go to Get Insider Preview Builds. And then you get to check or choose your Insider level. Select the level that you want, and you're good to go. I want to share a best practice with you. If you have multiple machines, a best practice is to have some systems on the fast or slow ring, and some systems on the release preview ring. If you do that, you'll receive flights for both the upcoming OS, i.e. the OS that hasn't been released to customers, and you'll receive flights on the released OS, or the one that's currently in market. Let's talk a little bit more about rings. Each ring has an intended experience. The innermost ring is the Microsoft ring. This ring is to catch the earliest issues before they're released external to Microsoft, and they're filled with Microsoft employees. The next ring, and this one's external to Microsoft, is the Windows Insider Fast Ring. This is for the folks who are on the cutting edge. This is maybe not your primary daily driver. You should have a backup. But you get on this ring to get updates as fast as we release them. And the goal of this ring is to reasonably predict the experience in the slow ring. The next ring out is the slow ring. This is another ring that you can select on your client. And this is for casual insiders and is a much more stable release. You could use this one for your daily driver. It might require a few workarounds here and there, but it's much more solid. And it's intended to predict the in-market population. And finally, release preview. The release preview is large external audiences running on the in-market OS. This is where for customers who want to get driver updates from you, they want to get betas of apps, and they want to see quality updates of the OS. The point is that these rings enable the broadest set of customers to engage at their own risk level. As Palani just mentioned, the Hardware Dev Center launched in November of 16 last year. It's the one developer home for all Microsoft partners. We talked about the significant performance and predictability improvements. And last but not least, this is where driver promotions round one opened up to high volume partners. So let's see, since we opened it up last year, what it looks like. On a typical week, we look at over 50 flights. In those 50 flights, that's 2.5 million insiders, 2.5 million insiders testing those flights on 7.5 million installs. When we approve those drivers, that goes out to 50 million customers worldwide, updated from 186 million installs. So it's easy to see the critical role insiders play in driver quality. Okay, there are two primary flighting scenarios. The scenario dictates the final driver destination. The first one is servicing. Servicing is when you want to fix a bug for a released driver, or perhaps you're adding new functionality for existing customers. The destination of this driver is the in-market population. The next scenario is co-development. Co-development means that the driver's destination is just the insiders. It's not released to the in-market population. And this is when you're working on new features only available on the upcoming release of the OS, and you want to validate them prior to that OS being released. This scenario is by invitation only, but if you have a need for it, please do come talk to us. Okay, let's see what this looks like. Let's say you've uploaded a new driver. So this is, you've constructed it, you've dragged the cab file into DevCenter, and for this particular case, I've called it the WinHack 2017 demo, and it's in the validation step in DevCenter, and now I want to create a shipping label. So in DevCenter, you'd see, you know, a little lit button, and you push new shipping label. And remember, shipping label is the concept that defines the destination of a driver and the method of delivery. First, we go to details, and I just give it the name. I type in WinHack 2017 Demo 6.2 Edition. Next, the destination. So in this case, I'm going to say publish to Windows Update. I could say send to another partner, but since we're doing a promotion and flighting demo, we'll pick that one. The release date is publish my driver as soon as it passes certification. Flighting happens when you promote a driver. So if your account is configured for promotions, you'll see these two checkboxes. And when on the previous slide you clicked I want to send it to Windows Update, then if you select one or more of these boxes, you've promoted a driver. Promotions are when you automatically distribute the driver to your customers. And there's two ways to automatically distribute your driver. The first one is automatically deliver and install this driver during Windows Upgrade. This is also known as DU or Dynamic Update. This tells us that you want this driver to come down whenever there is a feature update. So, for example, if you're going from the existing creators update to the fall creators update, at that point, bring the driver down. The next checkbox says automatically deliver and install this driver on all applicable systems. This is also known as critical update. And what this means is that whenever the machine looks to see if there's updates, which happens about once a day, if there is something available, please bring it down. There's a few more details to fill out on DevCenter. Provide the email address of the Microsoft sponsor. If you don't have one, just use your own. Provide the business justification. And this is the place where you can just tell us a little bit more about what you're doing. Maybe you're fixing a bug. Maybe you have a new feature update. It's just informative for us. If there's special instructions you want to give us, you can put them there. You want to describe how you validated the driver. And finally, if you have OEMs that are being affected, you can put that in the next checkbox. Next on DevCenter, you'll be asked to select the statements which apply to this particular shipping label. The first checkbox is it a co-engineering driver? Now, this is the checkbox that signifies the co-engineering scenario that I talked about previously. If your account is not provisioned for co-development, you won't see this checkbox. Next is it requires a reboot. If your driver requires one, please check it. Now, obviously, I would love it for all drivers never to require a reboot. But if you need it, put it there. Next one, it supports a new or unreleased device. The reason why this is useful to us is that when we look to flight your driver, we scan all of the Windows population and we see how many of your particular piece of hardware is in that population. And if we see none, we're like, wait, maybe our system's busted. But if we see your checkbox, we're like, oh, this is new hardware. So the point is it improves our evaluation efficiency. Next, it deploys UI and our software. So if you do deploy UI or software, please check that box. Next, you select the driver package, which is our WinHack demo package. And now we get to select the destination. So the destination is a list of hardware IDs and operating systems that are in the INF of your driver. In this particular driver that I wrote, I had two destinations. One is the RS2 client, x64, and the other one was the 1607 release of the OS, also x64. Now over to the right, you can see these blue buttons or hyperlinks. I decided that I only wanted to release this driver for 1607 or newer, so I just pushed the publish on that particular destination. Now, if your driver is also Windows 10 S compatible, you check these boxes. That means that it's declarative, componentized, and if it needs an application, it's a hardware support application compliant, and that app is in the store. The talks about this were given earlier, so I invite you to catch up on those as well and participate in the labs if you've signed up for those. I'm going to go back to a little checkbox in the top here, which is to limit public disclosure of the shipping label information. This checkbox is for if you want to make the driver, if you want to release the driver, but you don't want that driver to show up on our Windows catalog, or you don't want it to go to enterprise WSS servers. Getting close to being done. Select the audience, which you'll typically leave blank. But if your account is provisioned for different audiences, they'll have a drop-down menu and you can select a more restricted audience. Next, select the computer hardware IDs for distribution targeting. I don't have any for this driver, so I'm leaving it blank. But if you want to learn more about distribution targeting, see Naomi's talk tomorrow for more details on this. Finally, we can push the publish button. So let's push it and see what happens. Publishing initiates the flighting process. And of course, this is what happens when you check the critical DU checkboxes on DevCenter. And the way this looks like on DevCenter is you'll see the progress indicator on DevCenter say Microsoft approval. So what does it mean to be Microsoft approval? So let's go to Microsoft and see what happens. In Microsoft, we have a website called Mission Control, because we love this sort of flighty metaphor. And we have the driver operations dashboard. And on Mission Control, we see that there's a new request. And the new request is for this Windows 10 WinHack driver. So flighting your driver is sequenced in three steps. First step is flight launch approval. So once your flight is approved, it's then sequenced through the rings. So we have another website called Control Tower, which sequences out your driver. It starts out in the Microsoft ring. Then it progresses to the Windows Insiders, the fast, slow, and release preview ring. The third step is flight completion approval. Once that flight has been approved, it then goes to the in-market population. Now, an important thing to note here is that telemetry is captured on in-market and upcoming OS. So remember way back when I said, please have machines on the release preview and on the insider rings? This is because we make approval decisions on your driver based on how it does on the OS that's shipped and the one that hasn't been released yet. So, what is it? How do you get flight approval? So inside Microsoft, flight approval is a two-key system. The two keys, if you will, are owned by driver shiproom slash operations, that's my team, and all the device teams at Microsoft own the other keys. So for driver shiproom, we look at systemic information. Systemic information is what can we tell about the driver without actually knowing what it does. For example, are the hardware IDs authorized for this publisher? Are the CHIDs valid? Are there any policy issues? And if all those are good, we turn the key. Next is device teams. So we take your, for every driver, we assess what kind of driver it is. Is it a display driver, an audio, a Bluetooth, right? And that feature team is responsible for assessing and approving that flight. And they look at, are there any known OS issues that would cause a problem with your customers? Are there known quality concerns on that driver? Typically, there's not, and they turn that key. Once that happens, the flight's launched. So now the flight's launched, it's sitting in the insider rings for a while, and once we have sufficient number of distributions, we have to make a decision to release it. That's also a two-key system. Same folks look at the data. But now they're looking at slightly different kinds of data. Driver shiproom, again, though, looks at systemic data. Does it install? So if it installs on more than 95% of the machines in which your driver was distributed to, we're good to go. Does it load? So now it's installed, do we get any error codes post-install? So we want the error rate for that to be less than 5%. If your driver meets that criteria, we're good to go there too. Is the driver 98% crash-free? So if it meets that criteria, that is to say it only crashes on less than 2% of the systems that we evaluated on, we're good there. So that's the kinds of systemic data that we look at. On the right is the device teams. This is the device class specific data. So if it's an audio driver, for example, does the measure that we have built into the operating system that says the audio playback pipeline is functional, do we get an okay for that? Yep, good. For Bluetooth, did it successfully pair? Does Bluetooth pairing working well? Great. So every device class has its own set of device class specific telemetry that we look at, and the various device teams within Microsoft develop basic telemetry that's used to make this evaluation. Now this doesn't mean we know it, you know, all the things about your driver. We don't. We still rely on your formal testing and validation, but we have basic fundamentals covered so that we can find, you know, gross issues. So once the device teams say good, shiproom says good, out the door it goes. When we've approved it, you get back a Microsoft driver flighting report. And this report will tell you what the decision was. There's four options. It could be approved by Microsoft for promotion to the general population. It could be rejected. It could be for release. It could be rejected by the partner for promotion to the general population of Windows. And it could be, you know, just completed if it was co-engineering. Now, we will also give you telemetry about what we saw when we made the decision. So you'll see, for example, in this example, there was 1,039 machines that were evaluated. So we'll give you the number of machines we used. We'll tell you some basic telemetry that we captured when making the decision, the target values and whether it was pass or fail. And then for the errors that we do see, we'll give you a breakdown of the error codes as well as the number of machines in which we saw them on. So this you can use to help root cause why your driver might be, you know, behaving unexpectedly. Our goal is over time to provide you the same telemetry we use to make a decision right to you through this report so that you have the same exact insights that we do. Okay, how long does it take? Well, our SLA with you today is 14 days. And that's from the time that you push the button on Dev Center to the time that the driver is available up on Woo and you have your flighting report. We are working to improve this. We know that we've got lots of feedback. This is a long time. And we are looking to reduce it. So I want to show you kind of where we're at on that. So today, 96% of flights are evaluated within 14 days. This is up from 83% back in February. In addition, I took a look at where we're at 7 days, and 84% of those drivers we actually completed in 7 days as opposed to 14. We're going to continue to improve our automation capabilities, continue to improve our scale to bring these numbers down, so that's good. But for today, you should still plan on the 14 days, and then when we feel that our automation is caught up, we'll bring down our end-to-end SLA. But you should see an improvement there. We don't hold on to your driver for 14 days and then tell you the result. We will process it as fast as we possibly can. Sometimes we get them out in a day. Sometimes it's 3 days, depending on the complexity of the crest, the number of machines out there, etc. Okay, so I hope you're interested, because if you are, I want to tell you that we're going to open it up for round two, and so we're incrementally adding partners, and the primary scenario that we have in mind is servicing. However, like I said before, if you have a code development scenario that you would like to participate in, please let us know. And our goal is to keep it open until we see our SLAs start to be impacted. And then we'll temporarily close it until our automation systems kick into gear more, and then we'll reopen it. We plan to open this up for round two around July 6th. So how do you participate? The first step is to submit an incident on Dev Center. When you go to Dev Center, there's going to be a little question mark in the top right. You click on it, it'll bring to you a page where you'll see a Contact Us area. And underneath that, there'll be a button to submit an incident. Go ahead, submit an incident, and in that web form, request access for flighting. We'd really love it if you would tell us your estimated devices in market and your estimated monthly promotions. It can be your best guesstimate. No need to go, be rigorous about this. Just ballparks are great. We just want to use this to get a sort of a forecast of capacity. And it might take us a little bit of time to approve you as we're monitoring the incoming requests and balancing that on keeping the throughput good for all of us. Second, once you've been approved, you have to configure the users on Dev Center who do your promotions and your shipping label owners to be able to use this capability. So you go to the settings. The administrator of your Dev Center account has to do this, and go to the Manage Users area, and you'll see that there's a list of roles. And you'll see a role called Shipping Label Owner, which they should, anyone who uses shipping labels should have that role checked. And there'll be a new role called Shipping Label Promoter. When that role's checked, that means that those promotion buttons will show up for that user on Dev Center. So call to action. One, use the development tools to write great drivers. Code analysis, driver verifier, static driver verifier, the HLK. Two, join the Insider Program. This is the way that you can get your systems into the flight rings and participate at the large scale for flighting and driver validation. And third, encourage you to use flighting to automatically distribute your driver to your customers. To get engaged, submit an incident within Hardware Dev Center to sign up. There's one more call to action I didn't mention here, but I think it's worth just sharing with all of you. As you get more and more familiar with flighting, if you have long formal validation or engineering to test your driver, you should consider splitting your formal validation into two stages. Stage one is your basic core testing. Then at some point, you're going to feel comfortable enough to flight the driver in parallel with the rest of your tests. The goal of this is to reduce the overall end-to-end time it takes you to validate your driver so that you can reduce the overall cost of keeping Windows 10 systems healthy and current. Thanks.